Again, we must access a new compartment to the right where two late 15th century wood paintings from the Cathedral Museum of Astorga are located, depicting the Bridge of Life and Queen Lupa. Both correspond to events following the arrival of the boat at the port of Iria Flavia with the marble ark containing the apostle's body. Santiago's disciples went to Queen Lupa's palace to request a place to bury the ark, and she, with bad intentions, sent them to the King of Spain, who imprisoned them. However, one night, thanks to an angelic intervention, they freed themselves from prison, and the king's soldiers pursuing them drowned when the bridge they were crossing collapsed. Exiting this space, we observe the relief from around 1530 depicting the translation to Compostela of James's body in polychrome and gilded wood. Attributed to the environment of Felipe Bigarne, it comes from the church of Santa Maria la Real de Sasamón in Burgos, narrating the moment when two tame oxen pull a cart carrying the body of James dressed as a pilgrim. He is accompanied by two figures with rods on their shoulders. The leading one is an older man with grey hair and a bifurcated beard, not seen in other reliefs, while the younger one can be identified as one of James's disciples, sharing similar features with the figures in other scenes. As a spectacle, the event is observed by a queen and two ladies. The queen stands frontally at the centre, while her companions are depicted in three quarters or strict profile, reminiscent of early Renaissance portraits or medals. We conclude with the obolo of Fernando II from the second half of the 12th century. The obverse features of the legend Fernandus Rex and a rampant lion, while the reverse shows S. Iacobi as the mint mark and a clinker-built boat with a distinct prow and stern containing three figures, one lying, James, and two busts, Theodore and Athanasius, disciples of the apostle. This depiction is the earliest representation of the maritime translation of James's body from Palestine to Galicia. This concludes the tour of the Hospitalitas part hosted by the Cathedral of Santiago. Please leave the audio guide at the exit, where you will be given a token for a new terminal at the Monastery of San Martín Pinario, where the rest of the exhibition is held.